seeking gluten alternatives. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. The terms gluten, gluten-free, gluten intolerant have all suddenly become part of our regular vernacular. But what exactly does it all mean?
Gluten is really the glue that holds the baked product together. But if someone has a gluten intolerance, they can no longer handle that protein that's found in the wheat, barley, or rye.
That's Cindy Davies of New Mexico State University Extension, who adds that unfortunately for those suffering from gluten intolerance, it's not just baked goods that they have to be careful with.
Gluten flours, especially wheat flours, are used as thickening agents and fillers in a lot of ready-made products.
But Davies says a lot of work is being done to fill that gluten void.
We have to look at our other grains that don't have gluten in them. And of course, the main grains that people are kind of going to are the corn-based products, the tapioca-based products, potato-based products, any of your nut flours are being made. And then some ancient grains are coming back into play. We've got amaranth and farro and teff and millet, even sorghum, which many people think of as more cattle feed. You can now find in the grocery stores, especially health food grocery stores, as sold as different kinds of flours to be used.
Just a note that a combination of these alternatives are usually needed to achieve the proper binding and taste. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.